Recording with the family in mind. 3, 2, 1. Are you in your 30s? This fourth decade of life is very critical if you're considering combining money and love. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. It is during this time that 401k plans become topics of conversation, as do annuities, stocks, and other assets such as homes and cars, things that were once furthest from your mind. In your 20s, you could talk yourself out of life and disability insurance, but in your 30s, that internal argument doesn't hold water. I love trilogies, thus I love the number 3. When couples come together, I believe they should have 3 money accounts. Yours, mine, and ours. I offer this premise for multiple reasons. First, it encourages couples to cooperate on shared money issues. The most important question is defining household income and what type of household you intend to create. Once the household income is quantified, a couple should next agree to contribute to the monthly budget. Recurring expenses. This amount can be contributed equally or by percentage depending on income. Figuring out the actual amount of this contribution is not as important as figuring out the discipline. Essentially, you're paying yourself and your household obligations by paying your bills on time, every time, all the time. Household contributions should be made by both husband and wife, unless one is staying home full-time and managing the household. Salary.com found that in 2009, the average equitable salary for a stay-at-home parent was $138,095. That's a significant contribution to the household. In my book, It's Your Money, So Take It Personally, I talk more about yours, mine, and ours, the money mindset. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris, with the family in mind.